My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. You can take us on the go wherever you are, all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting from Monumental Sports in D.C., a special Tuesday program
that you don't want to miss.
Yep.
Can we just clarify? I'm not wearing anything different. I'm just wearing my regular clothes. Right?
I just heard you're not supposed to wear a hat.
They can figure out the hat bit.
You're not going to do a Pierre Garçon, are you? Remember Manners with Pierre Garçon and Lisa Edwards?
He wouldn't take it off.
Oh, it was Arakpo. You're right. Yeah. Sorry, I slandered Pierre Garçon. You're right. It was Arakpo. And
it
was like 10 minutes of a discussion about the lighting and everything. And
I understand that, but I mean, it's a sophisticated multi-million-dollar studio.
Yeah.
They can accommodate that.
But what are we doing out there?
I can't be a team player.
I'm a team player, of course. I like to wear a hat.
You were a hat guy. You weren't wearing a hat this weekend at the volleyball match.
I wasn't on TV.
I know, because you were trying to look presentable.
No, I just didn't want to wear a hat all weekend. I like to wear a hat. They can figure it out.
But they've asked.
Your face will just be a giant shadow. I mean, that's what
your face will be obscured. I mean,
that's fine.
So you are pulling a Brian Arakpo.
They can figure it out.
Come on, man.
They're professional. I believe in their professionalism.
But what are we doing out there, man?
If I have to, I'll wear it backwards.
I've never seen.
You'll be Dan Quinn.
I've done a bunch of shows with Monumental over the years. Pre-game for Commanders.
Has anybody ever worn a hat?
Post-game for Wizards. Santana Moss. I do think Santana Moss has worn a hat.
He's a hat guy.
Yeah, do they?
But I think the majority of the time he has it. I feel like only on the Wizards post-game did he get away with it. But I don't know.
But
hey,
listen,
you be
we're
you.
We're a radio show.
Yeah, we aren't TV guys.
I heard you could do hat backwards.
Yeah, I would do that if I had to. I would do that.
Because there's a shadow as I look at you right now.
I know, but no one cares.
But if they ask you, you're going to do the diva move?
I would say, well, can you do some uplighting or something? Can you figure it out? I mean, you guys are geniuses. These guys are all lighting geniuses. They can do it. I have faith in their talent.
Is this your way around? This is just hype
He's
them up.
It on them, yeah.
Yeah, just hype
I'm
them
the pain
up.
In the ass, but I believe you guys can figure it out.
You won't bring a flashlight and put it like underneath your chin.
I don't believe it's Mission Impossible.
Hey, what if they said? What if they said, Eric? We've tried every avenue to try and eliminate the shadow. The only way we can do this is to take the hat off. We've done every lighting angle.
I'll wear it backwards because I know what the issue is. Okay. I understand. I'm not stupid, but they can
figure
it out.
Just stubborn.
I can't believe an amateur photographer like yourself would be so
such a pain in the ass to the lighting guys. Like, you understand what they're going through.
I know, but I would figure it out. As a photographer, I would figure it out. I would.
Like, even
would
Jason said he's going to play ball. He's going to take a shower tomorrow.
I don't want to.
Because he's going to hook his hair. Showering.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
going state.
Believe me, the last thing I want to. First of all, we got to be there early.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I'm going. No idea. And then we got
to go to Capital One Arena, basically.
Yeah, but it's in some. We've never been to Monumental. I have no idea. And then, so we got to park, and then we got to get in. You know, I don't know where we're going. I don't know how long it's going to take to set up.
You're
computers.
In a panic. I can tell. You're panicking.
And then if I can't wear a hat, I got to get up earlier and shower.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pain in my ass. But I'm doing it because I'm told I have to. So.
All right, but let's celebrate. It's Victory Monday. Play the
there
music, Cakes.
Play the music.
Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024
Drabby, he's
top
not
workplace.
The pain in the ass. I am.
Visit careerswithmios.com. We wanted to dive into the defense. Daniel Jones once again had another good game against the Commanders. He was sacked just one time. He was hit just four times. He had two touchdown passes in the game. Devin Singletary had a big game. They seemingly were able to run up the middle against him.
Daniel Jones also chipped in 6.4 yards per carry when he ran the ball.
Correct.
He always seems to put up numbers against them.
We've seen two games of some struggles defensively. What can be done? I don't know if there's much you can do. You can't switch out the corners. They're not very good, so we kind of believe top receivers are going to thrive and have big days against the Commanders.
I was terrified whenever I saw Neighbors with just a corner on him and seemingly no safety help. I was just like, well, this is
well, he's going to get the ball.
This is going to be a catch. How could it not be a catch?
And we saw it in week one with Mike Evans dominating and Godwin to a lesser extent.
I think they just have to take more chances. They have to take more chances.
Yeah, I think
they have to pressure more, add guys. And, yeah, you got to get
to
them quick.
If you blitz more against Joe Burrow, he's probably going to pick you apart is the problem.
You got to be unpredictable. As unpredictable
Well, even Sanders still got beat pretty bad on that
cross. Sanders still hasn't been outstanding.
He hasn't been.
I think he's going to be fine, but, you know, he's learning. Yeah. He's new. He's a rookie.
He's had a rough indoctrination to the NFL in the first 2 weeks.
But he's being asked to do a lot.
Yeah.
Because the other corners just...
Right.
They're struggling.
Well, that Mike Davis guy.
They
had to bench him in halftime.
He's a jag.
I
knew that going in.
Well, I didn't think he would play that much. Yeah. I was stunned.
Here's a bulletin. There's a lot of jags on the Commanders roster.
I guess
there's a lot of jags on the Jags roster, too. But there's a lot of jags on this roster.
I guess while I was away, they announced that Forbes hurt his hand or something. Is that what he
had surgery.
He had a surgery on his finger.
800-636-1067. I agree with
you. No, but it kind of hurt the depth.
Yeah.
It made Davis play more.
Play Davis,
Maybe you just have to trick it up.
I think that's
because Farrell, Fowler, Armstrong, their defensive ends, I just don't see them getting consistent pressure.
Well, I think, honestly, I'm calling them out, but I think John Allen and Daron Payne need to play like John Allen and Daron Payne.
Payne, I think, forced the one sack. That's the one thing that I noticed. Yes, you're getting gashed on runs.
I mean, John made a nice play, too. He stuffed a guy on a run, but they just need to dominate. They got to play like freaking Aaron Donald. I mean, I know they're not Aaron Donald, but you got to play like, you got at least once in a blue moon. You got to flash, you know, I guess each flashed once, maybe.
I think they're doing the best they can. They're not Aaron Donald, like you said.
Right. Well, they're not, but they played way better. This is not the level of play that they've played in previous years. In fact, last year was a bit of a down year, too.
I agree.
So they got to play better.
But I think that they're also, they played a ton of snaps last year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They were on the field a lot. I think that's kind of taken its toll.
Armstrong has to get to the quarterback. He got paid pretty good money, and he has zero sacks through two games.
Does he even have
any
hits?
He's got three tackles.
The Jamin thing
he had two
is
QB
inexplicable
hits yesterday.
To me.
Two. All right.
I mean, I cannot believe someone didn't ask yet. I guess today will be the day.
Yeah, we're trying
Why
to find
was
out.
He a healthy scratch? You just had a scheme that you think he didn't fit, or you actually hated him when you watched the film? Like, what is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to know the answer.
You know? My initial thought was he got arrested for something again. Like he was speeding or something.
That doesn't
appear to be the case.
No.
Like, because it's kind of
crazy.
Well,
that would have made the news. It would have been all over Twitter.
Right.
So I don't understand it. It is a mystery wrapped in enigma.
Yeah, we're working on
pretzel.
That. Working.
So right now, Farrell has 2 sacks.
Yes.
The rest of the team has 0.
I believe that's correct. I'll double check.
The rest of the team? Doesn't Jamin have one or no?
But see, here's the problem.
Does he have a pressure?
No. I think he's out of pressure.
I think they have 2 team sacks in 2 games. Mm-hmm. Well, and we knew that was going to be an issue coming in.
2 sacks, both for Cleveland Farrell.
Cleveland Farrell. I was fine with the pressure last week because the interior did get pressure. They just didn't wrap him. This week, not fine.
Joe Burrow's a statue. They should get pressure on him.
Well,
he can't move.
I'll tell you what, he got hit a lot
yesterday. He can't move.
Right.
He's a stationary target. Now, he's not Aaron Rodgers level statue, but he's close. You got to get to Joe Burrow.
What's the collective quarterback rating right now against the Commanders? Because Baker had 4 touchdown passes. Daniel Jones had 2. So that's 6 touchdown passes in 2
the
games.
The rating's probably about 110 or something. Because I think Baker was high.
Jones was at 100, traditional quarterback rating. And Baker was had like way higher.
So I think it's about 110.
And
probably.
Their next 2 opponents are Burrow and Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
It's not doesn't getting bode any easier. Well.
So,
and Burrow and the Bengals are desperate for a win. Because if you start out 0-3, you're pretty much done.
We assume the Commanders' defense is going to be better. And hey, statistically right now it's better. They're not dead last. But they're going to be near the bottom.
This is another disappointing year. Like last year, I thought they were going to be better. They were atrocious. This year, I thought, of course
they drafted
be
their quarterback this year. I'm not saying they need to go all defense next year, but
heavy defense.
They're going to have to go heavy.
But you guys
D.
are going
to
bitch and moan if they don't have another like elite receiver. So draft, get an elite receiver.
A receiver.
They can go out of the free agent market and get a receiver.
Get a receiver.
Draft defense.
You need a corner.
Like 6 of the first 7. Picks
actually
on defense.
Jason nailed it. They need Travis Hunter.
They need to draft Play Travis both. Hunter.
Now, this goes against my 10 wins prediction. They may be in position to draft him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, only 9 more wins, EB, to get to 10.
Yeah. Where are they coming
Giants
from?
Again? That's 2. They've got the terrible Panthers. I think I had him chalked up for a win against the Saints. I don't think they're beating the Saints.
All right, let's sneak in some phone calls here. We got our colleague check-in with Chris Russell coming up soon.
All right, let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Mike, what's up, buddy? You on with the Jumps.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, what can they do about the D, Mike?
Well, Bobby Wagner's playing like Bobby Brady. What happened to him? Why all of a sudden we have him? He's not
old.
Very good.
Well, he's almost 35.
I know, but at the beginning of the season, nobody said that. Everybody said he's led the league in tackles. He's going to sure up the middle. He hasn't. And Payne and Allen have played terrible. They're supposed to be our studs that we gave the millions and millions of dollars for, where we got rid of other guys, Sam, and they're not getting much push up the middle. So, I mean, bad Davis is now good Davis, and the new Davis is the worst Davis. I mean,
thanks, pal.
Too many Davises, honestly.
Yeah. Maybe they have to play Fedarii Mathis more. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't
know. Rotate more?
He's been mediocre overall. Let's go to Larry in Annapolis. Larry, what's up?
Not a whole lot. Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, I was thinking the same thing in real time. I'm watching the game, and I'm like, what are Allen and Payne doing? But then I'm curious if any of you guys saw De'Ron Payne's post-game presser where he was talking about how the interior guys, him and Allen, are getting doubled on every single play. So they view that as a win because it does free up the edge guys. Now, if you look at the 2 games, there have been – at least 4 or 5 occasions where there should have been a sack, where these guys make one simple move. Go ahead.
Totally. No, I agree with you.
Maybe
in
the first game. I didn't feel like that yesterday.
Here's De'Ron.
And first win's always tough. Division game even better. What'd you think of this one?
Man, a win in the NFL is nice, but a division win is always like the cherry on top. So,
what'd you think about the overall performance of the defense? You made some big plays, especially when it mattered most in the fourth quarter.
We just got to keep on playing hard, man. They had a scheme for us, man. They wanted to double the inside guys. They didn't want us to do nothing, but shoot, man. If that's what they're going to do, man, we're going to win every time. But it is what it is.
If that's true and they're doubling them every time, then Dorrance Armstrong and Dante Fowler,
they got to put some numbers
and Farrell,
up.
They've got to get to the quarterback.
Well, the linebackers,
they've got to get there. They've got to get home.
I mean, you know, maybe it's by design, too. I mean, the linebackers did have a bunch of tackles.
Payne doesn't even show up on the box score. Jonathan Allen had 1 quarterback hit, 2 tackles. Payne, I think, did force, though, the sack.
He did. That's
Farrell
the second
had.
Week he's done that.
Yeah,
that happened in week 1,
he
too.
He got penetration there.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted us. Dominate.
And maybe I'll ask Jonathan Allen this, but if Jonathan Allen and De'Ron Payne are your best defensive lineman, just every once in a while. Now, De'Ron Payne's so huge, I can't see him doing it. What if you put just around every once in a while on it at the end, like Jonathan Allen at the end.
A little bit in years past, but
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't see a lot of it.
I don't know. I'm telling you, the guy appears to me to have the fastest get off the line of scrimmage is Jamie Davis.
Well, sure. Statistically, he's the fastest guy, right?
Well, he's got the quickest combine numbers. It seems like, too.
Yeah, but if he's out of position, you probably can't afford to put
him
out.
But he also is small, and maybe they just don't think he's going to get there because a solid offensive lineman is just going to hold his own.
I think we need his burst.
I don't know.
I think we need his burst. I think it's I just want to hear the rationale.
Coming up next, it's our colleague check-in. We'll talk to our pal Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on Team 980. Get his take on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.